We haven't heard from this person in a long time. But every time Tim Kalishaw comes up to the studio, he asks, whatever happened to Buck Maverick?
Yes.
That was a guy who used to call the station. He always claimed that he was deep behind enemy lines. He never really said where.
Didn't usually say where. Didn't always identify the war.
No.
Sometimes there wasn't even a war. But, yeah, I can
remember. Right now we're doing war. We're doing war right now.
A lot of war. I remember him 25 years ago.
Yeah. But we haven't talked to him in a long, long time. But we received a communique that said he wanted to talk to us this morning.
Oh, good.
Because he wanted to talk to you, Tim.
Oh.
So I think we've got him on the line. Buck Great. Maverick, are you there?
Musers.
Buck.
Sergeant Buck Maverick of the 5th Division.
Yeah.
I'm trapped deep behind enemy lines and I'm out of bullets. Oh. Only got half an MRE and the body of a rat that I caught by hand, and I'm fading fast due to the lack of nutrients.
Well, hang in there.
I don't know how much longer I can last, gentlemen.
Well?
Don't know how much longer I can last.
Oh, you can do it. You can
do it.
That's
pretty fierce.
Hey, do you think the Pats are going to act brave for the Rossini stuff?
Well, we talked about that earlier. No, I don't think so. It's just a pretty uncomfortable story.
$10 says he went below the Mason-Dixon line and third based her on a futon after her third white Zinfandel. What you think?
Oh, man, I don't know. Like I said, it's really uncomfortable. That's all speculation.
God, George, war is hell.
Yeah.
War is hell to kill another man, even if he's trying to kill you. It takes something out of your soul and you never recover.
Yeah.
There's nothing good in war,
except
its ending.
Yep.
Hey, the Hardline going to be a diamond doctor soon. I need to pick up a Princess Cut diamond, something channel set.
You know, I don't know. We'll check the promotion schedule. How about that?
I hope so, because my daughter's graduating from manga school this weekend, and I got to get it, or my wife's going to give me the hell for it.
Okay, we'll check. We'll get you a deal.
Oh, God, I gotta try to smuggle my coordinates out of here in my anus to a battery of anti-aircraft artillery so I won't be pinned down so long that I have to eat my own damaged leg while waiting for rescue.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if I can hold out. It's tough smuggling coordinates in your anus.
Yeah, why do you have to do that, by the way?
Hey, do you think the Cowboys may trade up to snag someone to help out on defense?
Well, that's the, I don't know if this is a consensus, but it's the speculation.
I'm thinking a good edge maybe would fit in nicely. Maybe that'd be a great pickup.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, do you think Christian Parker's the real deal? I think he's going to be better than Flus.
Let's hope so. We'll see. It's his first D.C. job, as I'm sure you know.
Mississippi Johnny took one in the gut from a bayonet on the end of a NATO round.
Oh, gosh.
An Alabama Slim promised Johnny he would deliver a message to his wife, and you know what that message was?
What's that?
That he would love her eternally, and that the wind would always whisper his name to her.
Oh.
And then he thinks the Luka deal might eventually work out because Cooper Flagg, man.
Yeah, he looks pretty sensational, doesn't he?
He does, he does. And I think Luka was probably a headache behind the scenes, but I get the anger, you know.
Yeah,
sure. Nico was kind of a passive-aggressive idiot.
A lot of hot takes from the battlefield.
I don't even know why we're here on this battlefield. Vietnam is no place for hope to survive.
Vietnam?
It's hand-to-hand, and it's pernicious, and it's evil. It's like the brilliant French writer Guy de Maupassant said, every government has as much of a duty to avoid war as a ship's captain has to avoid a shipwreck.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Does no one think the Jets are going to have a productive draft? What's he saying about it?
Yeah, they got two picks.
I think he likes the fact that, they got a lot of draft capital. Yeah,
oh, picks. God, the gangrene in my hand, it's getting worse. I don't even think I can hold an M1 long enough to send a round into a local village where it looks like he'd be hiding an anti-personnel grenade in his babushka.
Oh, gosh.
Last week, I had to strafe an elementary school where the Taliban had holed up. They were picking off our scouts one by one. And I got blood in my eyes, and I can't even see the action anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, it's happening. Hey, the Bird Dog's playing the Bartonville store next week. I leave, but come by and pick up some vinyl.
Yeah, actually, a week from Friday, we are. Shoot for the
good
stars.
Deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Good deal. Yeah, I just got a mid-level techniques turntable. I want to try it out.
Well, yeah, we'd love to see you, Buck.
All right, I'm going to sign off. We're in the land of misguided missiles and misguided men, as MLK put it all those years ago.
Really?
I tell you what, I just strangled a jackal while cursing God.
Oh, no.
What the hell is happening to the world, gentlemen? What the hell is happening?
I don't know.
How can QBs play past the age of 40 these days?
Yeah, you think Aaron Rodgers is coming back?
I gotta go, gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
So long.
So good to hear
from Red Kalishaw, working from inside the other side.
Buck?
Wow.
He's out.
Surprised to hear the Taliban.
I guess he's not in Iran, but yeah, Taliban makes me think
Vietnam,
he's in the Middle East.
A surprise.
But yeah, maybe Vietnam. We're not sure. We just know it's behind enemy lines.
Not the Cold War, right?
Buck Maverick. First time, long time.
Yeah.
And last time.
What do you mean last time?
I just got an update from Central Command.
No.
They said no more.
Well,
Buck
they
Maverick.
Said that unfortunately, right after he hung up with us.
Oh, no.
He took a transfer and is working in IT right now for what used to be EDS, I think.
Okay.